Welcome back to Omnia Talks. I'm your host, Ryan Munoz, and this is not a space for collecting information. It is not a place to consume ideas or accumulate concepts. This is a space of remembrance. A space where something ancient, something quiet, and something deeply familiar is invited back into awareness. Today's transmission is titled, Know Thyself. These words were carved into stone at the Temple of Delphi, not as decoration, but as a threshold. Before one could seek guidance from the Oracle, they were asked to confront this command. Know thyself. Not your name, not your title, not your personality or your history, but the one who is aware of all of those things. Because the ancients understood something that has largely been forgotten in the modern world. Without self-knowledge, all other knowledge becomes distorted. Without awareness of the observer, even truth becomes misunderstood. And without remembering who we are, we live lives that are reactive, fragmented, and driven by forces we don't fully see. So as you listen, allow the nervous system to soften. Let the breath slow. This is not meant to be grasped with the mind alone. It is meant to be remembered with the whole of your being. Know thyself was not offered as inspiration. It was a requirement. Plato echoed this understanding when he said the unexamined life is not worth living. But what he was pointing to goes far deeper than reflection on behavior. He was pointing to the examination of identity itself. The ancient world knew that you cannot govern a society if you cannot govern the inner world. You cannot interpret the cosmos if you do not understand the observer. And you cannot touch truth while mistaking the mask for the self. To know thyself was to step beyond appearances and into essence. It was to move beyond what you have been told you are, and begin the work of discovering what remains when all labels fall away. Most human beings live from an inherited identity, a name given at birth, a body shaped by genetics, a personality formed by conditioning, a story written through memory, trauma, success, and failure. This constructed identity is what psychology calls the ego. The ego itself is not the enemy. It is a functional tool designed to help us navigate the physical reality. The problem arises when the tool is mistaken for the totality of who we are. When the mask becomes the face and the character becomes the actor. This is where suffering begins. Not because something is wrong with us, but because we are identifying with something incomplete. Carl Jung famously said that until the unconscious is made conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate. Modern psychology now confirms what ancient traditions always understood. The majority of human behavior is driven by unconscious processes. Our reactions often arise before thought. Our patterns in love repeat themselves without permission. Our fears, defenses, and compulsions live beneath awareness. This is not a flaw in the system. It is the system. To know thyself is not to memorize affirmations or adopt a new identity. It is to turn inward and begin the process of honest excavation. To see what has been buried, suppressed, or disowned in order to survive and belong. The shadow is not darkness in the moral sense. It is simply the parts of ourselves that were never given space to be seen. The anger that was labeled unacceptable, the sensitivity that was called weakness, the power that was suppressed to stay safe. Spirituality often tries to bypass this work, reaching for light without integration. But truth is uncompromising. Awakening does not occur through rejection. It occurs through inclusion. Light does not destroy darkness. It reveals it. And in revealing it, it allows it to be integrated. Every judgment we carry towards others points to something unresolved within ourselves. Every emotional charge is not a problem, but a doorway. Knowing thyself means having the courage to walk through those doors without awareness rather than resistance. At a certain point, self-inquiry moves beyond psychology and enters metaphysics. You begin to notice something subtle, yet undeniable. You are aware of your thoughts, which means you cannot be your thoughts. You are aware of your emotions, which means you cannot be your emotions. You are aware of your body, which means you cannot be your body. So the question naturally arises, who is the one that is aware? The Upanishads spoke of this thousands of years ago, pointing to the witness behind experience. This awareness has no age, no gender, no history, and no form. Yet it is undeniably present here and now. This is what mystics across traditions have pointed to when they speak of the self. Not the constructed self, but the eternal one, the I am beneath every identity. This is not philosophy. It is a direct experience. One of the deepest illusions maintained by the mind is belief in separation. The same that there is a me inside and a world outside. But both mysticism and modern physics challenge this assumption. Quantum science reveals that the observer affects the observed. Ancient sages taught the same truth through different language. There is no hard boundary between inner and outer, self and other, mind and matter. You are not in the universe as a separate object. You are an expression of the universe, experiencing itself from a particular perspective. Like a wave temporarily forgetting, it is made of the ocean. To know thyself is to remember that you were never apart from the source. One of the great paradoxes of awakening is that it is not about becoming something new. It is about remembering something ancient. This is why spiritual traditions speak of remembrance rather than achievement, gnosis rather than belief, reawakening rather than evolution. The soul does not need improvement. It needs recognition. Conditioning is learned. Essence is innate. The journey inward is not a climb towards enlightenment. It is a shedding of everything that is not true. Modern society rewards the false self. Productivity, performance, validation, and image are treated as a measure of success and worth. But the true self operates from a different place entirely. It is quiet, spacious, present. It does not strive to be enough because it knows it already is. The false self asks how to earn love. The true self recognizes that love is what it is made out of. Love, in its purest form, is not attachment. It is recognition. When you love someone deeply, what you are experiencing is a moment of remembrance, a moment where the illusion of separation softens and something familiar is seen in the other. This is why love heals. This is why it dissolves fear. And this is why it feels like home. At the deepest level of reality, there is not many selves. There is one self, experiencing itself through infinite forms. Knowing thyself does not mean withdrawing from the world. It means inhabiting it more fully. You still train the body. You still work, create, build, and serve. But now, actions arises from presence rather than compulsion. You respond instead of react. You choose instead of defend. You live as awareness in motion. This is embodied spirituality, not escapism, not bypassing, but the marriage of the human and the divine. Know thyself. Not as an idea, not as a belief, but as lived truth. You are not broken. You are not late. You are not lost. You are remembering. And in remembering yourself, you help the world remember too. This is Omnia Talks, not a concept, not a brand, a return to the truth. Until next time, stay present, stay honest, and stay awake.